Make them all feel welcome. This is going to be a good time. Not bad at all. Let's hear it for Marlon Coyado. Next up, take a look at the mound right now. We've got Mr. Craig Goodson. He's representing United Aqua Group, and I want you to make him feel welcome. This is Mr. Craig Goodson. Sit tight, folks. We've got one last ceremonial first pitch. Check it out. Coming out of the right field gate. Tonight happens to be Monarch Night. Representing new hit TV show, which airs Tuesday nights on Fox. Let's see what we got. Bring them up. Nothing like a dramatic entrance. Check out the big screen. Check out right down by the right field. I'm guessing this is not a thoroughbred racer.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators. It is the third game of a six-game series. It's also game nine of a 12-game road trip for the Rainiers, and the Rainiers are playing really well on this trip, 6-2 so far. Started out with six games in Oklahoma City. Rainiers went 4-2 against the Dodgers out there, and then they came here to Las Vegas, and the Rainiers have won the first two games of this series, both by the identical score of 8-7. And yesterday, the Rainiers hit three home runs in their victory, and they now have set a new franchise high for most home runs hit in a season, 191 this year. That's the record now, going all the way back to the start of AAA baseball in Tacoma in 1960. And there's 13 games left. The Rainiers should get over the 200 mark here before it's all said and done. Well, our starting pitchers today, Tommy Malone is on the mound for the Rainiers. The veteran lefty is 3-1 with a 2.16 ERA and 8 starts for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas left-hander Hogan Harris. Harris has made 5 starts since coming up from Double-A, and with Vegas, he's had a rough time, allowing 15 earned runs in 15 innings for a 9 ERA. He does have 22 strikeouts. Hogan Harris on the hill for Las Vegas. Tommy Malone for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight in the warm weather here in Las Vegas, Nevada. When we come back on the pregame show, get you caught up on the latest roster moves when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on Las Vegas tonight. It is game three of a six-game series that ends here on Sunday. Rainiers will be home on Tuesday for the final homestand of the year, Tuesday through Sunday of next week, with the Round Rock Express in town. Visit TacomaRainiers.com for tickets and promotional information. Well, one roster move today. The Rainiers have activated right-hander Chris Mazza from the injured list. And not only is he active, but manager Tim Fedorovich said that he's likely to pitch in tonight's game in a relief role. So Chris Mazza back on the active list and ready to go tonight. Also, he joined the club yesterday but did not play. Today, Cade Marlowe is in the starting lineup. Had a big year at AA Arkansas, just promoted to AAA yesterday. Traveled here yesterday and got here in time for the game, but didn't play in the game. He's in there today hitting leadoff for the Rainiers. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 66 wins and 71 losses. Tim Fedorovich is the manager of the Rainiers. Leading off, playing left field, his first Tacoma game this season, Cade Marlowe. Batting second is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, designated hitter, Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot, playing center field is Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth for Tacoma, the catcher, Brian O'Keefe. Hitting sixth is the first baseman, Luis Torrens. Batting seventh, third baseman, Eric Mejia. Hitting eighth, the second baseman, Jonathan Villar. And batting ninth, right fielder, Marcus Wilson. On the mound for the Rainiers, Tommy Malone, 3-1 with a 2.16 ERA. The Aviators are the Oakland A's AAA club, and they're managed by Fran Reardon. Leading off for Vegas, who is 67-70 on the year, is Mickey McDonald. McDonald leads off and plays third base. Batting second, first baseman Jordan Diaz. Hitting third, the second baseman Nate Mondu. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Matt Davidson. Connor Capel bats fifth. He's in left field. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Kevin Smith. Batting seventh, center fielder Luis Barrera. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is William Simonite. And batting ninth, right fielder Dalton Kelly. On the mound for Vegas, left-hander Hogan Harris. Harris is 0-2 with a 9 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Robert Nunez. At first base is Dylan Wilson. And over at third, it's David Martinez. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas here at Las Vegas Ballpark. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Everyone, who's manning the front tonight?
Big E's nightclub needs a bouncer with a military background.
Dougie, I need you to keep eyes on the back.
Security who lays down the no-no when the unts get too intense.
That Swedish DJ duo is back tonight. Y'all remember last time.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators in Tacoma, sending Cade Marlowe to the plate to get things started. And Marlowe, in his first Triple-A game of the season and second of his career, just promoted from Double-A yesterday. And he is, I'm guessing, the only player in the Rainiers lineup who may have actually faced this pitcher before in Hogan Harris. And the first pitch of the game is bounced foul on the first base side, and we are underway here at Las Vegas Ballpark. 89 degrees, our game time temperature. Wind's blowing out to right field. Marlowe takes the next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Marlowe hit 291 at AA Arkansas this year with 20 homers, 86 runs batted in, and stole 36 bases. And he takes a fastball, 91 on the gun for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2. Marlowe had been particularly hot for the last 6 weeks. Now the 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball. That was close. Two balls, two strikes. Right, here's wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Haven't seen these in a while. Now the 2-2 pitch is a called strike three, and Marlowe goes down looking at a 92-mile-per-hour heater, and one man is out in the top of the first inning. Hogan Harris. Mason began the year at Advanced Class A Lansing in the Midwest League. Had a 1.38 ERA there in seven very brief starts. He's coming back from surgery this year. Did not pitch last year other than a couple rehab outings. So here's a swing and a foul by Mason McCoy. He started to work a little bit longer stints at AA Midland, where he made eight appearances and was 1-0 with a 1.67 ERA in 32 and a third innings, and he struck out 48 there. They moved him up to Vegas, and he's been having short outings here, his longest four innings, as his pitch now to McCoy misses for a ball, 1-1. And he went for his last time out against Sacramento, allowing three runs. 1-1 to McCoy is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. So McCoy is behind in the count, one ball, two strikes, and now he's in a discussion with the plate umpire, Nunez. And Harris now into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCoy strikes out swinging, and Harris has back-to-back strikeouts to start off this ball game. Well, here comes Kyle Lewis now. Lewis hit the go-ahead homer in the top of the ninth inning yesterday, which also was the record-breaking home run for the Rainiers to establish the new franchise record for homers in a season. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Lewis. He's hitting 239 with 10 homers, 28 runs batted in 34 AAA games. 0-1 pitch inside to Lewis. His OPS is 868 because he is drawing a lot of walks for Tacoma and hitting for power. 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 1-2. Lewis played left field yesterday and back as the DH today. So one ball, two strikes to Lewis. Hogan Harris trying to strike out the side for Vegas. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Kyle, and it is up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. 93-mile-per-hour heater from the lefty. Here's his 2-2 pitch on its way, and it's pulled into left field, and there's a base hit for Lewis. Over to cut it off towards the line is Capel. Lewis will just stop at first base with a two-out single. So Kyle Lewis pulls a base hit to left field. Rainiers have their first hit of the game, first base runner of the night. And now Jared Kaldick will be the batter. Kaldick hitting 284, 15 homers. They shift him with three infielders on the right side. Harris's pitch is a fastball that misses, ball one. And the catcher, William Simonite, called for a challenge on that one. We're using the challenge system today. We've been using it this whole series. On the challenge system, the home plate umpire, Robert Nunez, calls the balls and strikes himself. And the players can call for a challenge, and then they consult the automated system and determine if it was a ball or a strike. Well, that one was turned over and called a strike by the computer. So 0-1, and now this pitch is low. One ball, one strike. So Vegas was right in their challenge. You can only be wrong three times, then you're out of challenges. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on, pulled to right field and deep. Back on the ball is Kelly at the track, at the fence. It is gone. Jared Keldick pulls a homer to right field. A two-run shot, his 16th of the year. Yanking it off this left-hander out of here to right field. And Tacoma has a 2-0 lead at the top of the first inning. And Keldick now has an 8-game hitting streak. His 16th homer of the year, fifth of which has come against a left-handed pitcher. So the Rainiers get on the board in the first. Adding to the franchise record, that was home run number 192. And here's O'Keefe, and he takes outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 from Harris to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss. And the count's 1-1. One, 1-1 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss and a fastball. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, and this next pitch misses. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 is swung on and fouled away. So still 2-2. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. So an even count, 2-2. And the pitch is outside. Full count, three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. Harris with the payoff pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Harris gets three strikeouts in the first, but the Rainiers get two runs. They'll take that result. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and no one left. Keldick went deep. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma 2, Las Vegas coming to the plate.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's Vanessa who has more beer. important part. It is beer night here. That has been one game of these.
Congratulations. That was a senior fire. Back to you, Captain.
Give them both a round of applause. Back to you, Captain.
Well, the Red Deers get two in the top of the first inning on a Kyle Lewis single and a Jared Kelnick homer. And now the Red Deers take the field for the first time today. And on the mound is Tommy Malone. He was supposed to start last week in Oklahoma City, and he got scratched. Was sore warming up, and they had Nick Margavich's. Before warming up. They knew in the afternoon he wasn't going to go. Nick Margavich's made the start instead. That was exactly 1 week ago. And Malone feeling better today and ready to take the ball, and he's into his motion. And here's his first pitch to Mickey McDonald, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, a swing and a little looper to short, and it's caught by McCoy, and there is the first out at the bottom of the first inning. McDonald tried to spray one the other way, and Mason McCoy took a step or two back and then gave a little hop into the air, and they made the play. Soft liner to short, and now Jordan Diaz will be the batter. And the pitch to Diaz misses for a ball. Diaz got Vegas back in the game last night with his two-out, three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning that tied the game 6-6. And now he drills one to deep right center. Kelnick on the move, but it's up against the base of the fence. Diaz is trying to stretch it. Kelnick fires it in. Diaz dives, and he is in there safely at second base. Jordan Diaz rips a double. He has been very impressive at the plate during this series. He DH'd in the first two games, but today the 22-year-old is playing first base. I'd read that, his best position is the batter's box. That's what I read. And he DH'd. You don't see 22-year-olds DH'ing too often. He DH'd the first two games of this series. Today we'll see how he looks at first base for the Aviators. Nate Mondu now the batter. Mondu, left-hand batter. And the pitch from Malone is in there for a called strike, going 1-1 the count. Tommy Malone, the veteran lefty out of USC, 35 years old, second oldest Rainier behind Fernando Abad. Malone has spent time in the big leagues with the Mariners earlier this season. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball to Mondu. 1-1 now. Mondu had two hits yesterday. He's the Lake Taps native, batting .289 with seven homers. .378 on base percentage, which does rank seventh best in the league among qualified hitters. He swings and grounds one sharply up the middle, but McCoy is there. He fields it and throws out Mondu at first, and there's the second out in the bottom of the first inning. Diaz moved up. He takes third base. And there are two outs in the inning for Las Vegas' home run leader, Matt Davidson, who has hit a homer in each of the first two games of this series. Davidson with 27 home runs this year. Here's the pitch from Malone, and it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. The count. Next pitch from Malone. Swing and a miss. Count's even, 1-1. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center. Kelnick back towards right center on the track. He jumps and he makes the catch. No, the ball got loose out of his glove. Scoring is Diaz. Davidson ends up at third base. Oh, boy. I thought he had it. Kelnick went to the fence right in front of the swimming pool in right center here at Las Vegas Ballpark, leapt up to grab it. He was up against the padded wall, and he just missed making the play. the ball dropped to his feet. And Davidson ends up with a long triple, his first of the year, and an RBI. And it is 2-1. I really thought Kelnick had that one. Here's one down low to Capel, and that is ball one. Connor Capel at the plate. Now Malone's next pitch is a fastball call to strike. 1-1. Now this pitch is taken down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Well, I thought it might have been a while since Matt Davidson had hit a triple. Oh, yeah. He has not tripled since 2017. There's a bunt attempt and bunted foul by Capel, trying to bunt for a hit with two outs and a runner at third. Counts even now, 2-2. Yeah, Matt Davidson's last triple was actually a major league triple for the White Sox in 2017. His last minor league triple came in 2013. 9 years ago, he last hit a triple in a minor league game. Here's a breaking ball down low, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Malone, and it's outside, ball four, and Capel draws the walk. He heads down to first base. Runners at the corners with two outs for Kevin Smith. Smith's been hot. 9-game hitting streak coming into this one. 15 hits during the 9 games. And he had 3 hits yesterday. On the year, he's hitting .242 with 5 homers and a .662 OPS, but he's really turned it up a notch the last 2 weeks. Here's the pitch from Malone, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Smith opened the season as the Oakland A's starting shortstop, and 2 months later, he was here in Vegas, and he's been here ever since. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, pulled, leaping catch at shortstop by McCoy. That liner was hit harder than the one that started this inning, and McCoy had to time the jump perfectly to make the play on the Kevin Smith liner, wrapping up the bottom of the first inning. Vegas gets one run on 2 hits. No errors, 1 runner left on base. We go to the second inning. It is Tecoma 2, Las Vegas 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Well, each team scored in the first inning. Tecoma 2, Las Vegas 1. We head to the second. Luis Torrens leads things off, and the pitch from Hogan Harris is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Torrens, 4-for-4 yesterday, including a homer in the ninth inning for an insurance run that ended up being necessary. as here's one up high for a ball, 2-0. And Torrens last night drove in 3 runs. Now hitting .276 as a Rainier in only 15 games. 3 homers, 15 runs batted in. 2-0 pitch from Harris is fouled away, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike to Torrens. Hogan Harris. 3-1 pitch is called. A strike count goes full, 3-2. I guess Hogan is catching on as a first name, or did 20 years ago or so, because the Mariners drafted a kid named Hogan this year. Maybe baseball will be full of Hogans soon. Here's a swing and a grounder to short. That's fielded by Smith, and an easy play for the shortstop. He throws out Torrens at first base. One out in the top of the second inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter.
Eric Mejia.
Mejia playing third base today. Switch hitter. He'll bat right-handed against Hogan Harris. And the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. This Hogan is from Lafayette, Louisiana, born and raised. And even went to college there at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Now the pitch to Mejia is driven into the alleyway in right center field, and that's going to take a hop and hit the outfield wall. Mejia's on his way to second, and he will stop there with a one-out double, and now he tries to catch him sleeping and takes off for third. That did not work. He is thrown out at third base. Mejia thought he might be able to catch him being lazy, throwing the ball back into the infield, and he decided to try to take the extra base, and the Aviators caught onto it, and the cutoff man, Kevin Smith, was able to throw it to Mickey McDonald at third for the second out of the inning. Pitch is in there for a strike now to Jonathan Villar. Mejia's play obviously didn't work, but not so sure it was a bad idea. Sears is swinging a foul back. With one out in the inning, there's a big difference between being at second base and third base. So many more ways to score if you're at third in that situation. 0-2 pitch to VR, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, down he goes, and that wraps up the second inning. So Mejia hit a double, thrown out trying to stretch it. 8-6-5 if you're scoring at home. And then VR strikes out. No runs on a hit, no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
Two to one is our score. Tacoma with the lead over Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Luis Barrera, William Simonite, and Dalton Kelly to bat this inning against Tommy Malone. Making the start today. And Malone ready to work on Barrera. Left versus left here. And Malone's pitch is taken low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Malone with a fastball in the upper 80s on the gun. He has gotten by in the later years of his career with the command and guile. Here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count's even 1-1. He's got lots of major league time, Tommy Malone. The 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. He's been in the big leagues with the A's and the Twins, Washington Nationals, Mariners, two different tours with Seattle. Here's the 1-2 to Barrera. Swung on and bounced foul first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 to Luis Barrera. And Malone's pitch is swung on and looped foul on the third base side. And that's out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. And the 1-2. Swung on, grounded sharply up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Barrera. He takes the turn at first and holds there as Kelnick gets it back in. It's a leadoff single for Barrera.
Number 34, catcher, William Simonite.
Now William Simonite is the batter. Simonite in his 16th AAA game today, hitting .241, no homers, five runs batted in. Patient hitter, draws walks. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. And the 0-1 pitch from Malone. It's a swing and a little roller to third. Mejia has it, juggles it, picks it up, throws wildly to first base. My goodness. Now trying to go to third is Barrera. The throw there. The tag is missed by McCoy. And runners are at the corners. And we've got some sloppy play in the infield from the right ears, which is something that we have not said out loud because it has not been happening this year. The right ears have been one of the best defensive teams in AAA, but Mejia just fielded a double play grounder and dropped the ball, and then he threw it past the first baseman. Mejia gets two errors on the same play. Wow. Here's Dalton Kelly with runners at the corners, and he bounces one foul on the first base side. So Simonite reaches first base on the error by Mejia, the fielding error. And then Barrera takes the extra base and ends up at third because of the throwing error by Mejia on the same play. Now here's one in for a strike. 0-2 the count to Dalton Kelly. Let's see here. Mejia, all season long, coming into play today, 106 games, has made just eight errors, and then he gets two on one play. 0-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. They can't believe it over there at third base. One ball, two strikes to Kelly. And the pitch is swung on and blooped towards second, and fielding it on one hop is VR. He feeds McCoy for one. On to first, there's two. But scoring from third base, the tying run is Luis Barrera. But the Red Ears get two outs on the play. VR to McCoy to Torrens. So we are tied up 2-2, and now no one on base with two outs, and Mickey McDonald is the batter. Fran Reardon is arguing with the first base umpire, Dylan Wilson, about that play at first base. It is a brief argument, but he went over and talked to him, and now he's jogging back to the third base coach's box. Here's the pitch from Malone, and it is down low for a ball to Mickey McDonald, 1-0. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is grounded to the right side and through into right field. A base hit for McDonald. So he has a two-out ground ball single. Torrens, playing first base, doesn't have a whole lot of experience there. He should have pursued that grounder. Instead, he was backing towards the bag to receive a throw, but he was the guy who had the best chance to field that grounder. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a toss to first base, and McDonald's back in. He's a threat to try to steal. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch is bounced back to Malone. He fields it and throws to first base for the out, and the inning is over. But Vegas ties it up. They get one run on two hits. There were two errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tecoma 2, Las Vegas 2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, it's 2-2 after two innings of play, and we now go to the third. It'll be Marcus Wilson, Cade Marlowe, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against left-hander Hogan Harris. Wilson hitting .213, 15 home runs, .783 OPS. And Harris, the lefty, with his pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. So some early action tonight on the scoreboard. Marcus Wilson just took that pitch. It was called a ball, but Las Vegas has challenged, and they are wrong. It is indeed a ball. So the call is upheld, and Las Vegas just used one of its three challenges. When you're wrong, it counts as one of the threes. They only have two left. And now Wilson blasts one high and deep to left center field. Way back it goes, and it is gone. Marcus Wilson with a long one here in Las Vegas. It is his 16th homer of the year, and the Raiders regain the lead 3-2. That was an enormous shot. And we'll get the stats on it here in a moment. Marcus Wilson just crushed that pitch towards the scoreboard in left center. Wilson's now hit safely in his last five games and has homered in his last two games. He last played on Sunday in Oklahoma City and went deep in that game. Here's Cade Marlowe, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Marlowe struck out looking in his first at bat. And now he swings and bounces one to first base. Jordan Diaz fields it and hustles to the bag and retires Marlowe for the first out in the top of the third inning. So Marlowe bounces out to first, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy. Takes outside for a ball. Next pitch, up and away for a ball. All right, Marcus's homer left the bat at 105 miles per hour, but there's no distance showing here on the the readout. So now the count moves to 2-1 to McCoy. And that is ball three. Maybe the estimated distance didn't get generated. That's disappointing. Let's make something up. Here's a swing and a miss by McCoy, and the count goes full 3-2. 458 feet. I made that up. I don't know. I have no idea. Seemed like a long one to me. 3-2 pitch is up and away, ball four, and McCoy draws the walk, and he heads down to first base with one out. First walk issued by Hogan Harris. Now Kyle Lewis is the batter. And time called. All right, here we go. Harris now ready. And the pitch to Kyle Lewis is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Three-two Raiders. One out, top of the third inning. Now the next pitch from Harris is inside. There's action in the Rainiers bullpen. Chris Mazza is warming up. Now the 1-1 coming. And it is down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Leading from first base is McCoy, and the pitch is inside for a ball. 3-1 now. Now a swing and a miss, and the count goes full. Three-two pitch coming. No, a toss to first. Back in safely is McCoy. So three balls, two strikes, and the pitch is lined towards center field. Dan Barrera is right there. He barely had to budge, and he makes the catch, and Lewis is retired. Made solid contact there, but lined out to the center fielder. Two outs in the top of the third, and now Kelnick will hit. Kelnick pulled a two-run homer to right field. His first time up in the first inning tonight. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Well, one pitch coming with a shift on against Kelnick, and he takes a strike, and he's behind in the count, 0-2. Now Kelnick swings and hits one in the air to left center field. On the run, Barrera, he can't get there. It drops in the alleyway. Coming around third is McCoy. Kelnick sliding to second. The throw comes to second. Now they relay it home, and they got McCoy. He's tagged on the back, trying to slide in. And we're going to get an argument from Tim Fedorovich, who thought that McCoy was safe at the plate. And Fedorovich has argued hardly at all this entire season, but he looks a little heated here as he discusses it with Robert Nunez. But Nunez, actually that's the first base umpire, Dylan Wilson, coming down to make the call at the plate on the umpire rotation. And he has made his point, and Fedorovich is on his way back to the dugout. So Kelnick doubles, but McCoy is out at the plate to 8-4-2 to wrap up the top of the third. Red Ears get one run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, it's 3-2. Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And new pitcher for the Red Ears, Chris Mazza, in from the bullpen. And he will face Nate Mondu, Matt Davidson, and Connor Capel here in the bottom of the third inning. Tommy Malone went two innings. Allowed four hits, two runs, one earned. Walked one, no strikeouts for Malone. And now Mazza is ready to work on Mondu. Mazza just activated from the injured list today. And the pitch to Mondu is bounced to second base. Jonathan Villar has it, and he throws out Mondu at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the third inning. Mazza retires the first batter he faces on just one pitch. And now he'll work on Matt Davidson. Davidson tripled in the first inning, his first triple anywhere since 2017, his first triple in the minor league since 2013. And I thought Kelnick had caught that ball that he hit off the wall in right center. As Kelnick made a leaping attempt. So here's a pitch in for a strike. And it would have been an unbelievable play if Kelnick had caught it. And I thought he had pulled it off initially, but it turns out the ball hit the fence in the back of his glove. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball to Davidson, 1-1. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. 1-2 the count. Now Mazza with the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is outside, ball three. And the Red Ears are challenging it. O'Keefe immediately called for a challenge there. Thought that that pitch had hit the outside corner. And if this works out, they get Davidson out. Oh, yeah, they got him. The challenge is successful. That pitch was in the zone on the outside edge. Good challenge by the Red Ears, and Davidson strikes out looking for the second out here at the bottom of the third inning. So O'Keefe calls for the challenge, and he was right. Well, now the pitch to Connor Capel is grounded foul, first base side. There's strike one. Mazza, the veteran right-hander. Ready to work. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Connor Capel, and it is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is low for a ball. 2-1. Now this next pitch misses for a ball. So 3-1 the count to Capel. Mazza from the first base end of the rubber into his motion, and the pitch is taken outside, ball four. And Capel has drawn his second walk of this game. So he is on with two outs, and now Kevin Smith will be the batter. Smith lined out to shortstop in the first. Mason McCoy making a leaping catch. Here's the pitch from Mazza. The runner goes, pitches inside, throwing to second is O'Keefe. He got him. What a throw by O'Keefe. A bullet down to second base that was received by VR, who put the tag on Capel for the final out of the inning. Capel caught stealing. O'Keefe guns him down. No runs for Vegas in the third. No hits or errors. No one left. And we go to the fourth. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2. Brian O'Keefe, Luis Torrens, and Eric Mejia to bat this inning against Hogan Harris. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. O'Keefe struck out in his only at-bat today. He just gunned down a base runner trying to steal, though. I'm sure he enjoyed that. So now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and ripped toward center. Barrera going back, still moving back, and he makes the catch waist high as he approaches the warning track, like a basket catch almost, a classic Willie Mays style out there. And one man is out at the top of the fourth inning. So Keith flies out to the center fielder, and now Luis Torrens is the hitter. Torrens grounded out earlier and is 0 for 1. And the pitch from Harris is high and away for a ball to Torrens. Now this pitch is inside for a ball to Adele. So this is the first time the Red Ears have ever faced Hogan Harris, and it may be the first time in franchise history that the Red Ears have ever faced an opposing player named Hogan. So here's one down low for a ball. And I got stuck in a rabbit hole on the internet today because I know that the Mariners drafted a hitter this year named Hogan Windisch, and he played at Modesto and got a bunch of hits. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. He turned up in our Mariner minor league report a few times this season because he was swinging it well. And I just started to wonder, is Hogan becoming a common first name now? And so I Googled it because, you know, the internet always has all the answers. No, Hogan is not a common first name these days. There aren't a whole lot of them. There just happen to be two in pro ball at the moment. Three-one pitch fouled away. Count goes full, 3-2. And then I saw a bizarre stat that might not be true, but it was on the internet, so hey. Apparently, 5% of all Americans whose first name is Hogan have the last name Anderson. Here's a pitch inside to Torrens. That's ball four. He heads down to first. So Hogan issues a walk to Luis, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter.
Baseman, Gary
Mejia. Mejia doubled to the gap in right center. His first time up, but was out trying to stretch it into a triple, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. now. Here's one that misses for a ball, 1-1. Right, here's that Phillips Valdez warming in the pen. Looks like he's going to get the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma leading 3-2 here in the top of the frame. Here's one down and in for a ball, almost hit Mejia. So two balls, one strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 2-2. Vegas has some bullpen action beginning. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Harris fans Mejia. Two away in the top of the fourth inning. That is strikeout number five for Hogan Harris. And now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Villar struck out swinging his first time up. Now time called. The right-hander in the Vegas bullpen is Jake Walkinshaw. So now the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play by VR. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. It's a swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count to VR. O-2 from Harris to VR is high and outside. So one ball, two strikes to VR. Leading from first is Torrens, and the pitch is down and in. And now the ball briefly gets away from the catcher, so Torrens goes for it, and he is thrown out at second base by William Simonite, the catcher. Tossed a one-hopper to Kevin Smith, who put the tag on Torrens to wrap up the inning. A little aggression on the base paths. The right ears are run into three outs on the bases today. Torrens out trying to advance. It was 2-4, Mondu on the tag. No runs, hits or errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
And in the energy they love, saving their customers' energy and money. You are paying less for energy now than you did in negative 12 thanks to power.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Phillips Valdez, is in from the pen. 15th appearance of Valdez, 0-1 with a 4.91 ERA. He's in relief of Chris Mazza, who worked a scoreless inning in his return from the injured list. Mazza did not allow any hits. He walked one and struck out one. Kevin Smith, the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. Phillips Valdez, the righty with a mid-90s fastball, claimed off waivers this year from the Red Sox. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Kevin Smith, and it is taken outside for a ball. We'll get caught up on the pennant races. First, though, we need to address the situation in Reno. Getting caught up on the PCL pennant races. We'll do the big leagues later. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul down the right field line. Giving chases to Renz in foul ground, and he doesn't catch it. It bounced on the warning track and then up into the seats. So just a strike to Kevin Smith. Sacramento at Reno got postponed yesterday for the second day in a row. They were supposed to play a doubleheader yesterday to make up Tuesday's postponement, but unable to play in Reno last night due to poor air quality from the smoke from wildfires that has blown into Reno. They moved the series today to Sacramento. 1-2 pitch to Smith is down in the dirt for a ball. Air's clearer in Sacramento. It's only about a three-hour drive, 2.5 to 3 hours from Reno. And they are playing today and tomorrow in Sacramento. As here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Kevin Smith, and Valdez strikes out the first batter he faces. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. The games that have been moved to Sacramento, get this, they're being played at Sutter Health Park there, the Rivercats' home field, but Reno will act as the home team and bat last because it's their home games. They're not letting fans in, which I was surprised to see. They're playing the games with no one there. This here's one inside to Barrera. And I understand that, you know, Sacramento probably, their office is probably not able to staff the concession stands and everything at a moment's notice, unexpectedly. But at least I'd let people in and tell them to bring a bag lunch and maybe just have some bottles of water available or something for a buck and let some people in to see the games. But no. So they're playing today and tomorrow in Sacramento, and they're kind of taking a wait-and-see approach for the rest of the series and see what happens in Reno. They are not playing any doubleheaders yet to make up the two games that were just postponed the last 2 days. Here's a swing and a miss by Barrera. And I found that surprising. Why didn't they play two today in Sacramento instead of just one? Couldn't tell you, but... Reno has not yet clinched the West, although they're close. And I don't think the missed games are going to end up mattering, although you never know. But they have a 9-game lead over second-place Vegas. So here's one outside for a ball. How about this development? Since the Red Ears have won the first two games down here, they're only 1 game out of second place. The Red Ears are 1 game behind Vegas and 10 games behind first-place Reno. Now a swing, a liner up the middle, deflected off Valdez, still goes through into center field, and that's a base hit for Barrera, his second hit of the game. Line shot back through the box. So Barrera is 2-for-2. And now William Simonite is the batter. It's Simonite, right-hand batter, reached on an error his first time up. Valdez with the pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw from O'Keefe is into center field. It skips past VR, and Barrera goes all the way to third as the ball is retrieved by Kelnick. So a stolen base for Barrera, and he takes third on the throwing error by O'Keefe, and that's the Red Ears' third error of this game. And there's a runner at third, the tying runner at third with one out. Rainiers will bring the infield in. Counts 2-0 to Simonite. Valdez with the pitch, and it is a fastball high, ball three. Other games last night, Sugar Land beat Salt Lake 6-1. Alex Degody with a three-run homer, his ninth home run of the season. So here's one in there for a strike, 3-1 to Simonite. Salt Lake and Sugar Land not contenders this year. Now the 3-1 to Simonite is swung on and popped up to shallow right. Long run in for Marcus Wilson. He makes the catch in shallow right field, and holding at third is Barrera. It was too shallow. I was concerned that was going to fall in because Wilson was playing pretty deep. The wind is blowing out strongly to right field, so he was playing everyone deep. And the ball was hit to shallow right, and with the infield in, the second baseman couldn't get back there. And Wilson, though, was able to cover a lot of ground and make the play. Two outs at the bottom of the fourth, and now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Three-two Rainiers, bottom of the fourth inning. Valdez with the 0-1 pitch, and it's swung on, grounded to first base, and backing up to field it is Torrens, and he underhands to Valdez, covering first for the putout, and the inning is over. Valdez strands that runner at third. No runs for Vegas on a hit. There was one error and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the fifth inning of play here in Las Vegas. Tacoma leads 3-2. And there is a new pitcher into the ballgame. And it is right-hander Jake Walkinshaw. He relieves Hogan Harris. And Hogan went four innings and allowed five hits and three runs. They were all earned, and they all scored on homers. He gave up two homers. One was a two-run shot. He walked two and struck out five. Got a feeling we'll see Hogan Harris pitching against the Rainiers a bunch of times next year. Here's the first pitch from Walkinshaw to Villard. It is laced to left center field and deep and back, and it bounces off the top of the fence and hits the batter's eye and then bounces back onto the field of play. The umpire is signaling it's a home run. So Jonathan Villard with a line shot homer off the top of the fence in left center. It hit a wall behind the fence that serves as the batter's eye and then came back down to Luis Barrera, who tried to act as if it was a live ball, but it was not. VR homers on the first pitch he sees from Walkinshaw. And that's the Red Ears' third homer of this game, and they lead it 4-2. And here's Marcus Wilson, who really ripped a bomb his last time up. And the pitch is a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. 1-1 now. Next offering hit Wilson. Or did it? It missed him. Ran in on Wilson, and did it catch his bat? Yeah, they said it caught his bat for a foul ball. So 1-2 the count to Marcus Wilson. And the pitch from Walkinshaw is a called strike three with a breaking ball, and Wilson's going to challenge it right away. Wilson immediately challenges it. So we'll see here. The Rainiers still have all three challenges, and good challenge, Marcus. He was right. That is a ball. And so the call was overturned. Instead of it being strike three, it is ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. And now the pitch from Walkinshaw, and it is low, ball three. Walkinshaw's in his fourth AAA game. He's been a multiple inning guy for the Aviators since coming up from Double A's. Allowed just one earned run in eight innings prior to the homer that VR just hit. 3-2 pitch to Wilson is swung on and yanked to third, past McDonald and into left field. It's at least a single. Over to get it is Capel. Wilson's trying to stretch it, and he will make it to second base, standing up with a double. Marcus Wilson scalded that pitch and ripped it past the third baseman for a two-base hit. So he is at second, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe has struck out and grounded out. Walkinshaw, 26-year-old righty from New Hampshire, with a pitch, and it is fouled down the left field line, giving chase is Capel in foul ground, and he can't get it. That's a strike to Marlowe. Walkinshaw, a 36th round draft pick in 2019 out of Southern New Hampshire University. And he's reached AAA. Now the pitch pulled foul down the right field line. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Marlowe, and that's the first out here in the fifth. So Marlowe 0 for 3 in his first AAA game of this year. Had a couple of hits in his lone AAA game last year for Tacoma. Now here's Mason McCoy, who has struck out and walked so far. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. So 0-2 the count. Runner at second, one out of the fifth. Red Deers lead 4-2. And the pitch is swung out and pulled into left field. And on comes the left fielder Capel, and he makes the catch. And there's the second out at the top of the fifth inning. So McCoy flies out to the left fielder. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Owen won the count to Lewis with a runner at second and two outs. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to center field. Barrera gauging it, and he makes the catch. Lewis is out, and so are the Rainiers at the top of the fifth inning. They get a run on one hit, or on two hits. So the run scoring on Villar's homer. One runner left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth to Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Number five, Mickey McDonald.
4-2, Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Phillips Valdez working on Mickey McDonald, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. We got to get caught up on what happened in the Eastern Division yesterday. El Paso has made a move in the standings, taking control of first place in the East, at least for the moment. Sears went in for a strike to McDonald. El Paso beat Round Rock last night 3-2, getting a two-run homer from Brandon Dixon, who's been hot lately, and an RBI single from Brett Sullivan. So now the 1-1 to McDonald is bounced foul. Reese Kinnear gave him four shutout innings. And El Paso beat Round Rock 3-2. They have won 10 of their last 11 games, hot at the right time. And El Paso has a three-game lead over Round Rock, who is in third place. So here's a bouncer foul. The second-place team, Oklahoma City, got rained out on Tuesday in Albuquerque, so they had to play two yesterday. And this doubleheader was delayed twice by rain. But they did get both games played, and Albuquerque, who's got the worst record in the league, swept it from Oklahoma City. Here's a fly to left field, and this is within the range of Marlowe, who makes the catch tight to the foul line, and McDonald is out, one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Jordan Diaz is the batter. Albuquerque swept Oklahoma City yesterday. They won the first game 2-0 on solo homers by Timmy Lopes and Jimmy Herron. Ty Block tossed four scoreless innings. And then Albuquerque won the second game 4-3. Coco Montez with a walk-off RBI double. So here's a swing and a bouncer to the right side. Valdez fields it. He'll take it to the base himself for the out. Unassisted put out for Valdez, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Nate Mondu is the batter. So by getting swept by a struggling Albuquerque squad, Oklahoma City fell to two games out in the East. So coming into play today, El Paso in first, Oklahoma City two games back, and Round Rock is three games back. Pitch to Nate Mondu is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Seems like these days El Paso is a contender almost every year. And they are surging at the right time. Next pitch to Mondu is outside for a ball. Two-oh pitch, outside, ball three. The two division winners, if the season ended today, it would be El Paso and Reno. They're going to play here in Vegas on Friday, the 30th of September, for the PCL Championship. The 3-0 pitch is outside, ball four. Mondu draws a walk. Next up is Matt Davidson. The slugger represents the tying run. Right here's the lead 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Down here, we've been hearing promotions for the AAA Championship weekend, September 30th. The start of it. As here's one in for a strike to Davidson. The Pacific Coast League Championship game will be on Friday night. The International League Championship game will be on Saturday night. And then the two league champions will square off on Sunday for the AAA National Championship. Well, that pitch from Valdez just skipped right past O'Keefe and went to the backstop. And Mondu takes second base on the wild pitch. Counts even. One ball, one strike to Davidson. Matt Davidson, 31-year-old veteran. He's hit 54 big league homers. He takes a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. And he's hit 221 career minor league home runs. 1-2 pitch from Valdez. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Valdez gets him, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice job for Phillips Valdez tonight. Two scoreless innings. Here in the fifth, no runs, hits or errors. One runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the sixth inning, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. Jared Kelnick, Brian O'Keefe, and Luis Torrens do bat here at the top of the sixth. Right here, they've scored all their runs on homers, a two-run shot and a couple of solo jobs. Kelnick hit the two-run homer in the first inning. And he followed it up with a double in the third, so he's 2-for-2. A couple of extra base hits for Kelnick. And now he ropes the first pitch high and deep to right center field, and he has done it again. Jared Kelnick launches one over the swimming pool in right center field, his second home run of the game. This one was really roped, and the Red Bears lead it 5-2. Two homers and a double tonight for Jared Kelnick. He has 11 hits in his last 31 at-bats. And he is driving the ball this evening. The pitch to Brian O'Keefe is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a swing and a pop-up foul. And this is playable behind the plate and is caught by the catcher, Simonite. And that's the first out at the top of the sixth inning. O'Keefe fouls out to his fellow catcher. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. We got the stats on the Kelnick homer. 108 miles per hour exit velocity off the bat. Estimated distance, 446 feet. Now Torrens the batter. And the pitch from Waukesha is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. So Kelnick with 17 homers, 31 doubles, and three triples. So that's 51 extra base hits this year. Now the next pitch called a strike, 1-2 to Torrens. Right here's with Margavichus warming up at the pen. 1-2 to Torrens is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Kelnick has a chance to lead the league in doubles. We'll be following that here in the last 2 weeks. He's now one behind the co-leaders who aren't in the league anymore. So here's a swing and a foul back by Torrens. Eggy Rosario of El Paso and Miguel Vargas of Oklahoma City each hit 32 doubles, but they're both in the majors right now. So Celtics, real competition for the doubles title once he moves past those guys, is going to be the players who are still in the league. As here's a swing and a little looper into center field, and that's a base hit for Torrens. He has his first hit of the night, a one-out single. And now Eric Mejia will be the bat. Some of the doubles hitters who are still in the league, who are on the leaderboard. Taylor Colway with El Paso has 30. Wynton Bernard with Albuquerque has 29. C.J. Hinojosa with El Paso has 29. Chris Ann with Sacramento has 28. Here's Mejia. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Mejia's 1-for-2 with a double. All one pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss. That is strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Mejia, and there is the second out at the top of the sixth inning. Strikeout number two for Waukesha, and now Jonathan Villar is the batter.
Villar
lined a homer in the fifth. On the first pitch, Waukesha threw upon entering the game. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch from Waukesha, pulled into right field. There's a base hit for VR. Torrens is hitting the bag at second and is on his way to third. He'll make it there. VR stops at first base as the throw comes into the second baseman. And it is a two-out single for Jonathan VR, his second hit of the night. And the Red Ears have runners at the quarters for Marcus Wilson. And Wilson has already doubled and homered in this one. Wilson getting settled in the batter's box. He homered to deep left center field in the third and then doubled down the line in the fifth. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So 1-0 the count. There goes the runner, VR. Pitches inside. Wilson has to hit the deck. And no throw from the catcher, Simonite. VR steals second base uncontested. And that's his eighth steal since joining the Red Ears. And the pitch is called a strike. 2-1 now. Now the 2-1. Outside, ball three. Well, first base is open. A walk would load them up for Cade Marlowe, who's on deck. Three-one pitch, outside ball four. Wilson draws the walk, and they are indeed loaded up for Marlowe. Well, Marlowe has been quiet so far in his first AAA game of the year, 0-for-3 with a ground out and two strikeouts. A trip to the mound here from the pitching coach, Connolly. He's going to go talk to Waukesha. They don't have anyone ready in the Vegas bullpen. There's no one throwing out there right now, so they were hoping to get some innings from Walkinshaw tonight. Marlowe hit .291, 20 homers, 36 stolen bases at AA Arkansas. Had an .863 OPS. In 120 games, he had 447 at-bats, drew 55 walks, struck out 133 times. But when he made contact, he made a lot of solid contact, and especially in the last 6 weeks. Since July 31st, Marlowe at AA Arkansas hit .405 and slugged nearly .700. He's a 25-year-old left-hand hitter from Tifton, Georgia. Mariners' 20th-round pick in 2019 out of the University of West Georgia. He stands in, and the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Vegas just challenged that ball one. They think it was a strike, so we will get the result of the challenge. And it is a strike. It just did nip the outside edge of the zone, so the call's overturned. Vegas wins the challenge, and it's 0-1 to Marlowe. And he just got a call overturned. They're not doing that in AA. They just started doing it here. The pitch to Marlowe is outside for a ball now, 1-1. Now the one ball, one strike pitch is swung on, pulled in the air to right field. Over is Kelly on the run. He reaches out and makes a sliding grab as he ran towards the right field corner. And that's the final out of the inning. Marlowe nearly got that to drop in, but Dalton Kelly made a fine play in right field for Las Vegas. Right here, settled for one run at the top of the sixth inning on three hits. There were no errors, three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 5, Las Vegas 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Boot Barn, we believe that the cowboy boot is an American icon. Today's boots are not only rooted in history, but are enhanced with modern technology features for the working cowboy. Ariat boots are built with advanced technology that provides the comfort and support of a high-performance athletic shoe, yet still has the functionality and durability of the iconic cowboy boot. And at Boot Barn, we carry over 250,000 pairs of Ariat boots nationwide. Ariat at Boot Barn.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Vegas. It is Tecoma 5, Las Vegas 2. Right here's go to the bullpen, bring in left-hander Nick Margavichus. And he is in relief of Phillips Valdez, who did a nice job tonight. Two scoreless innings, allowed one hit and walked one, struck out two. So Valdez is done for the day. Margavichus, in for his 33rd appearance of the year, his 26th as a reliever, 0-4 with a 7.69 ERA. And Margavichus, who spent last year and the year before the big leagues with the Mariners, has been with the Red Ears all season this year. First batter he's going to face will be Capel. And we have a pitch clock violation on someone. He got... the pitcher, Mark Avichus, huh? And the pitch now is in there for a strike. 1-1. Actually, thought he was going to get the batter on the pitch clock violation for not being ready, but no, it was on Mark Avichus. 1-1 pitch, low and away for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Connor Capel. And the pitch is down and in, ball three. So 3-1 the count now. Capel's just been walking tonight. He's already done it twice. The 3-1 pitch is called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Capel still in his first week with his new organization, the Oakland A's. Claimed him off waivers from the St. Louis Cardinals organization, who he had been with his whole career. 3-2 pitch, swinging a miss, strike three. Mark Avichus fans him with a breaking ball. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that's the fourth strikeout for Tacoma pitching today. Now Kevin Smith is the batter. Smith 0 for 2 with a lineout and a strikeout, and the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count.
There is a challenge on the field.
The Rainiers are challenging that ball. They think it was a strike. O'Keefe called for the challenge. And we will check the replay, which they now show on the board here in Vegas, like we were at Cheney Stadium on the last homestand. This one has been upheld. It is indeed a ball, although it was very close to being a strike. And the Red Ears have lost their first challenge. Now a swing and a grounder to third base, fielded by Mejia, and he throws to first and gets Smith, and that is out number two in the bottom of the sixth inning. Smith grounds out to third base, two away, and now Luis Barrera is the batter. Barrera 2-for-2 in this game. Talking to Tim Fedorovich some more about the challenge system. He really likes it. He likes the additional strategy it brings in terms of when to challenge. He thinks it brings back catcher framing. He says it also, you know, causes the catcher to learn the zone and when to challenge. As here's a soft liner to short, and that's caught by McCoy for the final out of the inning. And Barrera lines out to McCoy, and Nick Margavichus just had a quick and easy three up, three down, bottom of the sixth inning. We go to the seventh here in Vegas. It is Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 2 is our score. We go to the seventh inning of play here at Las Vegas Ballpark in game three of this six-game series, which continues with night games at 7:05 tomorrow and Saturday, and then wraps up with the day game at 12:05 on Sunday. Those Sunday 12:05 games come early in Vegas. Here's the first pitch to McCoy, leading off for the seventh, and it is taken for ball one. 1-0 the count. Jake Walkinshaw beginning his third inning of relief work. Now the pitch is bounced softly to third, handled by McDonald, and he fires to first. Close play, but McCoy is out. And one man is gone at the top of the seventh inning. McCoy really hustled down the line trying to beat that out, but the umpire said he was out by a hair. One away, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Here's the pitch coming to Lewis, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Lewis homered yesterday in the ninth. It was the record-breaking homer, number 190, which set the new Tacoma franchise record. So he swings and misses, 1-1. And that homer landed in the swimming pool in right center here in Vegas. As now he loops one into shallow center. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Kyle Lewis with his second hit of the game, a soft single to center field. And he is on with one out. And here comes the man of the day, Jared Kelnick. Was joking, though, about the record-breaking homer. We don't really save, like, baseballs, like, you know, for things like that in Tacoma. You know, we don't have a display for team artifacts. Baseball that was hit for the record-breaking homer in 2022. But if we did, that would be a soggy baseball. So here's one low and away to Celtic. Ball one. There was like one guy swimming in the pool when Lewis hit it, and that guy got the ball. 1-0 pitch. In for a strike, 1-1. So an even count to Celtic, two homers and a double. And now Walkinshaw steps off the rubber for a moment. Now the 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And it is a swing and a foul at the plate, 2-2. Kelnick now 6-for-11 at the plate in this series with four extra base hits. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down in the dirt, and Kelnick takes ball three. So full count with one out. Now a toss to first base, and back in is Lewis. Now the pitch is swung on and rolled off the mound. That is picked up by Smith. He touches second for one, and the shortstop throws to first and doubles up Kelnick for the final out here in the top of the seventh inning, a 6-3 double play. So no runs on a hit and nobody left. We have reached the seventh inning stretch. It is Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 2.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is lead the Aviators 5-2. And Tacoma goes to the bullpen, brings in Riley O'Brien to work the bottom of the seventh. And William Simonite is the leadoff batter this inning for Vegas. Their catcher, he's 0-2 today. O'Brien's pitch is a swing and a foul tip there, strike one. O'Brien is relieving Nick Margaviches, who worked a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning, striking out one. For Riley O'Brien, this is his 28th appearance for Tacoma. 1-2 with a 6.39 ERA in 31 innings. His strikeout 37 and walked 25. Pitches outside for a ball to Simonite. Counts even, 1-1. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. O'Brien, the Seattle native, with the 2-1 pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Mariners have really acquired a lot of local products this year, O'Brien being one of them. 3-1 pitch to Simonite is hit in the gap between the shortstop and the second base bag and into left center, and that's a base hit for Simonite to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Vegas' first hit since the fourth, a leadoff single, and now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. Hit number 6 on the night for the Aviators. And now Kelly is the batter. Saw another Puget Sound guy is available. The Astros designated for assignment Taylor Jones, the Kentwood High School product. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Kelly. Jones has big league time with the Astros the last few years, but this year he'd spent most of the year with Sugarland and had injury problems early on. 0-1 pitch to Kelly, swing and a miss, ugly cut. 0-2 the count, just kind of a half swing that he regretted. No balls, 2 strikes to Dalton Kelly. O'Brien with the 0-2 pitch, and it is up and in for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is a called strike three. Down goes Dalton Kelly, and that's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. O'Brien gets the strikeout. And now Mickey McDonald will be the batter. McDonald's 1-for-3 with a single tonight. And the pitch is inside, and McDonald has to hop out of the way. That's ball one. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-0. Now here's one that is low, ball three. So 3-0 to McDonald. Dangerous hitter on deck in Jordan Diaz. 3-0 pitch from O'Brien is inside, ball four, and Diaz will come to the plate representing the tying run. And just last night in the eighth inning, he hit a game-tying three-run homer. And now he's going to come up tonight in the seventh inning with a chance to do the same thing. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to his pitcher. Two on, one out. Jordan Diaz is 1-for-3 tonight with a double. He is 5-for-13 with a homer and four runs batted in this series. Just 22 years old, a native of Columbia. He can really hit. O'Brien is set. And the pitch to Diaz is swung on and chopped towards second base. VR has it, and just one play, he throws to first to get Diaz. VR tried to tag the runner, McDonald, going by, but he wasn't able to. And so they get just the one out at first base. If VR had committed upon fielding it to throwing to McCoy at short, they would have got the out there. Don't know if they would have been able to double up Diaz or not. Well, two men in scoring position with two outs for Nate Mondu. Mondu's 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs and a walk tonight. And the pitch from O'Brien is on its way, and it is inside for a ball. The ball trickles away from O'Keefe, but not far enough away for the runner from third, Simonite, to try to score. So just ball one to Mondu. Big batter right here at this point in this game. If Mondu gets a hit, it'll probably score two runs. Or the Rainiers could get out of the inning right here. 1-0 pitch. Call to strike, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Mondu. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-2, O'Brien out ahead. He went to his curveball there to get the foul ball for strike two. O'Brien trying to escape the jam here in the seventh. Simonite at third, McDonald at second. McDonald runs well. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Mondu, and it is in the dirt, bounces to the backstop. Simonite scores, taking third is McDonald. It is 5-3. Wild pitch in the dirt, skip past O'Keefe, brings in the run. So the Rainiers' lead gets trimmed down to two. And the count's now even on Mondu, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now O'Brien with the next pitch, and it is swung on and pulled into right field. That's a base hit, and McDonald scores. Mondu stops at first with an RBI single, and we have a one-run ball game. 5-4. O'Brien, after bouncing the previous pitch with a curveball for the wild pitch to bring in the run, threw another curveball, and it was like Mondu was expecting it. Well, here's Matt Davidson representing the go-ahead run. And O'Brien's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Davidson tripled with 2 outs to drive in a run in the first. Since then, he has struck out twice. Mazza struck him out in the third inning, and Phillips Valdez did so in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Inside, and it hit him. A curveball that ran in and hit Davidson, and he's going to head down to first base, and Mondu takes second. And now the tying runner is in scoring position. And Connor Capel is the batter. Rainiers are going to start warming someone up in the bullpen. Looks like Weigel. Well, here we go. Capel has walked twice and struck out. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a fastball high. I want to know the count. Next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. Rainier's trying to get out of this inning with the lead intact. O'Brien's 1-1 pitch is swung on and lined fair down the left field line into the corner. That's big trouble. Mondu scores the tying run. Davidson comes to third and stops there as Marlowe got the ball in from left. We are tied up 5-5 on an RBI double off the bat of Connor Capel. Hit it off the end of the bat the other way. 5-5 tie, and runners are at second and third with 2 outs. Kevin Smith has been a hot hitter. He's up next. O'Brien staying in the game. He is getting a visit from the pitching coach, Alon Leishman. So they're chatting on the hill right now. O'Brien does have a right versus right advantage on Smith. Smith's been a hot hitter, 9-game hitting streak, but tonight he's 0 for 3. He was robbed of a hit in the first inning when the right here shortstop, Mason McCoy, made a leaping catch of his line drive. So the go-ahead run is at third in Davidson, and Capel is at second, 2 outs. O'Brien's pitch to Smith is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Smith. Now the 1-0. Fastball called a strike. 96 mile per hour heater. 1-1 the count. And the pitch swung on, bounced to third, and that's scooped up by Mejia, and he drops it. My goodness. Scoring from third is Davidson. Capel ends up at third base, and safe at first is Smith. And it is 6-5 Las Vegas. That is probably going to be scored the Red Ears' fourth error of this game. And the third on Mejia. who hasn't made errors all year. He had only 80 errors all year coming into this game, and he's just been hit with his third of the day. Tim Fedorovich is out to the mound to make a pitching change. We've got a break in the action. The Rainiers' lead is gone. Vegas has scored four runs, and now they have the advantage with runners at the corners and two outs in the seventh inning. Weigel coming in from the pen. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 5.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas has rallied. They've scored four runs to take a 6-5 lead over the Red Ears, and they have runners at first and third with two outs. Patrick Weigel, the new pitcher, summoned to face Luis Barrera. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Connor Capel is the runner at third. Kevin Smith, the runner at first. Barrera has two hits in this game. Weigel in his 50th appearance, a career high for him, 3-5 with a 4.20 ERA. Runner from first takes off, pitches a swing and a miss, throw to second is not in time. Ball goes off the glove of McCoy, bounces into shallow left. Capel scores, Smith goes all the way to third base, and it is 7-5. O'Keefe thought he had a chance to throw out Smith to end the inning, so he went for it. And Smith was going in with a slide into second base, and the throw was low. And McCoy, the shortstop covering, reached into the runner, had it hit, I think, the heel of his glove, and bounced back into shallow left field. So Smith steals second, takes third on the throwing error by O'Keefe, the Red Ears' season-high fifth error of the game. Capel scoring on the play on the delayed double steal. Another run is in for Vegas. It is 7-5. They have a runner at third. No balls, two strikes to Barrera, and Weigel's pitch is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Five errors. Who are these guys? The Rainiers have not been this kind of team this year. Just 70 errors all season in 137 games prior to this one. Now a called strike three to Barrera, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. But the damage is done, and is it ever? Five runs cross the plate for Vegas at the bottom of the seventh inning on only three hits. There were two errors in the inning and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth. It is Las Vegas 7, Tacoma 5.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the eighth. The Red Ears find themselves trailing by a couple of runs, 7-5. New pitcher for Vegas, right-hander Hunter Breaux, who has not yet appeared in this series. And he faces Brian O'Keefe, and the first pitch is fouled at the plate. There's strike one. Breaux is in his second game for the Aviators, allowed two runs in one inning of work in his first game of the season. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, and calling for it is the left fielder, and it is caught by Connor Capel, and one man is out at the top of the eighth. O'Keefe flies out. Breaux is a 23-year-old right-hander from Hawaii who actually played at Oregon College Baseball. He went to high school in Hawaii in Honolulu and then came to the U.S. for college baseball and was drafted by the A's in the 20th round in 2021. And he's been pitching at low A Stockton this year. His pitch is a swing and a foul back by Torrens. So the Red Ears, or the Mariners, Modesto affiliate, saw a lot of this guy. His last name spelled B-R-E-A-U-L-T, but is pronounced Bro, we are told. So we're rolling with that. Here's a pitch in there for a strike, and Torrens is behind at the count 0-2. At Stockton, he was 2-6 with a 3.72 ERA and 10 saves in 44 games. There's a swing and a foul back by Torrens. And the California League season ended this past Sunday. And Vegas was a little short in the bullpen, so they added Breaux. And I think the main reason he was picked to come up is because he doesn't really walk people, which is important for a pitcher coming in from the low minors filling in at AAA. Here's one low and away to Torrens. One ball, two strikes. Now Breaux with a 1-2, and it is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is outside. Now swinging a little bouncer up the middle, ranging left, the shortstop Smith. He has it and throws out Torrens at first base. Two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning, and now Mejia will be the batter. Eric Mejia is 1-for-3 with a double and two strikeouts. Rainiers trailing here in the eighth. 7-5, and the pitch in there for a strike. Next pitch to Bahia, swing and a miss, strike two. 96 mile per hour heater from Bro. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And a swing and a miss, strike three. Mejia goes down swinging, and the Rainiers go in order in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down with a strikeout. So we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Vegas 7, Tacoma 5.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans. What are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed. Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 7, Tacoma 5. And the Rainiers bring in a new pitcher. It is Matt Cook. And Cook replaces Weigel, who faced just one batter and struck him out. So William Simonite leads things off at the bottom of the eighth against Cook. And his pitch is taken for a strike. Cook is in his 36th game for Tacoma, 4-1 with a 3.31 ERA, four saves, 35 and a third innings, just 25 hits allowed. He struck out 45 and walked 11. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Correction, that last pitch called a strike, 0-2. And the pitch is a foul tip at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 coming. And it is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now Cook misses away. Two balls, two strikes. Rainier's looking for a zero here in the eighth. It's been a sloppy game for the Red Ears. Their sloppiest of the year, five errors. But they're still in it. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Simonite, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. In the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are VR, who has two hits and a homer today, Wilson, who has two hits and a homer today, and Marlowe. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and pulled foul. Into the seats down the right field line. Look out over there. So no balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Kelly, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Cook. So two down, and now Mickey McDonald will be the batter. Left-hand hitter McDonald has reached twice tonight with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Cook's pitch is a swing and a foul. That is strike one. So 0-1 the count. No Mariners game today. They were off. They start a 10-game road trip tomorrow in Anaheim. Now a swing and a miss. The Mariners did pull into a tie with Toronto for the first wild card spot today because the Blue Jays lost. Although the team they lost to was Tampa, who's the other wild card team in the number three spot, a half game behind the M's in Toronto. So here's one outside for a ball to McDonald. And there's a real advantage to being the number one wild card team. You get home games in the first round of the playoffs. The second and third wild card teams do not. Here's a swing and a foul back by McDonald. 1-2 the count. The wild card round is a three-game series, and the entire three-game series is played in one city, the city of the better seed. So now the 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to center field. Kalnick is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Matt Cook does his job, striking out a pair. We head to the ninth. Let's see if the Red Ears can rally. Our score is Las Vegas 7, Tacoma 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Las Vegas 7, Tacoma 5. And they bring in the left-hander Sam Selman to try to close it out. Selman is in his 27th appearance for the Aviators. 2-0 with 5 saves, a 2.43 ERA in 33 and a third innings. He's allowed only 18 hits. He has struck out 34 and walked 16. That turns around VR. Selman a lefty, so VR is going to bat right-handed. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Both of his hits coming from the other side of the plate, including his homer. He looks out towards Selman, and the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Sam Selman, originally drafted by the Kansas City Royals, now 31 years old. And a pitch clock violation was called on VR for not being ready with 8 seconds showing on the clock. And so he gets charged with a strike. And it is now 0-2. And VR now calls time. As he needs to reset here mentally. All right, now he's in the box and ready. No balls, 2 strikes. And Selman is set. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-2. Jonathan VR be followed by Marcus Wilson and then Cade Marlowe. Rainiers trail 7-5 in the ninth. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. Mondu, the second baseman, makes the catch and one man is out. In the ninth, Mondu started to stagger a little bit there, but he made the play. So VR is out, one away. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson has walked, doubled, and homered. And the pitch from Selman is a fastball called a strike. It's 0-1. Now they're switching out the baseball. 0-1 the count to Wilson. And now Selman with the 0-1 pitch, and it is a breaking ball, strike two, and Wilson's behind in the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Wilson just trying to get on base, get something started, but Selman's got him in an 0-2 hole right away. One out of the ninth, right here is trailing 7-5. And now the lefty Selman is set. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is down and in for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is coming. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 1-2. So Wilson takes a little walk around the batter's box after the foul ball. And now he resets, ready to hit once again. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Sam Selman on its way. And it is outside by a hair. And Vegas does not challenge it. 2-2. Thought their catcher might call for a challenge there. Both teams still have 2 challenges left that they can get wrong. So 2-2 to Wilson, and the pitch is outside, 3, and Marcus has worked a full count. 3-2. Marlowe on deck. Here's the 3-2 coming. Nope, time called by the umpire, it appeared. No, a pitch clock violation was called for 4. The plate umpire, Nunez, called it, and now here comes Fran Reardon out of their dugout. He is not pleased, and he is going to talk it over with Nunez. The catcher also has turned around to talk about it with him. I thought time was called, and you can't call a pitch clock violation right there. That's ridiculous. So the umpire is explaining to the manager what his call was. And the catcher, Simonite, is there as well. The pitcher, Selman, is staying out of this. He's out on the mound just rubbing up a new baseball and waiting. That's a huge result, though. It brings the tying run to the plate. And Nunez still explaining it to Fran Reardon, the manager. And it seems to be an amicable discussion. And Reardon is now heading to the dugout. So Wilson walks on a full count pitch clock violation with one out of the ninth inning of a two-run game. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. 0-for-4 in his Rainier season debut, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. There's strike one. It's situations like that where they may need to look at alternate punishments for pitch clock delays in the major leagues next year. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back, strike two. Well, what if this was the playoffs in the majors and the tying run got to come to the plate because of a pitch clock violation on a full count with one out in the ninth inning? That's just not a good situation. You don't want that to happen. Here's the 0-2. Wilson takes off, pitches a swing and a miss, strike three, and the throw goes into center, but the umpire just called interference on the catcher. No, on the batter, interfering with the catcher, and that is the end of the game. My goodness. Marlowe swung and missed at the pitch, leaned out in front of the plate. The plate umpire ruling that he interfered with the catcher's throw down to second base, so he called out the base runner because of batter interference. And Fedorovich is out there arguing it right now with the plate umpire, who's heard about it from both teams in this bizarro ninth inning here in Las Vegas. But the Aviators have won the game 7-5, the final score. Wilson, who was only on first base because of a pitch clock violation on a full count, is called out trying to steal on an interference call, not on Wilson, but on the batter, interfering with the throw by the catcher to throw down to second base. And Fedorovich still talking about it with the plate umpire, but we have had a ninth inning ump show that has ended the game. And Vegas takes it 7-5, and that ends the Raiders' little two-game winning streak, as they had won the first two games of this series. But this one goes to Vegas 7-5, and events of the ninth inning notwithstanding, let's be honest, the Raiders did not deserve to win this one today. They made five errors, you guys. Five errors in one game, a season high, and that led to four unearned runs crossing the plate, and the Aviators' victory 7-5. Is the final score. We'll recap it in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Vegas takes this one 7-5, the final score today. And Tacoma still leads the series now 2-1 with game four coming up tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Tough one for the Red Ears tonight, a game in which they made a season-high 5 errors and a bunch of unearned runs across the plate as the Red Ears end up dropping this one 7-5, the final. Here's how it went down. In the top of the first, the Red Ears took the lead, 2 outs. Kyle Lewis singled off the starter Hogan Harris, and then Jared Keldick ripped a 2-run homer to right field, putting the Red Ears up 2-0. Vegas got a run in the bottom of the first inning when Matt Davidson's 2-out triple brought in Jordan Diaz, who had doubled, and that made it 2-1. In the bottom of the second inning, Luis Barrera hit a leadoff single, and then William Simonite, the next batter, hit a bouncer to third that was bobbled by Mejia, and then he picked it up and tried to throw out the batter at first base, threw it past the first baseman down the right field line. He got charged with 2 errors on one play. When the dust settled, runners were at first and third. Dalton Kelly grounded into a double play. It brought in Barrera and tied it up 2-2. In the third, the Red Ears regained the lead when Marcus Wilson launched a solo homer to left field, his 16th of the year, to make it 3-2. That was a real mammoth shot for Wilson, tape measure, and Tacoma was back out in front. In the fifth, against reliever Jake Walkinshaw, Jonathan Villar hit his very first pitch out to left center field, a line drive home run that bounced off the top of the fence and went over, and it was 4-2 Tacoma. And the Red Ears got another run of the sixth inning when Jared Keldick, who's from Waukesha, Wisconsin, homered off of Jake Walkinshaw, drive to right. This one was a monster shot, measured at 446 feet, and his second homer of the game, 17th of the year, and the Red Ears were ahead 5-2 in the sixth inning. It was still that score going to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Red Ears had had very good relief work from Chris Mazza and Phillips Valdez and Nick Margavichis. Brought in Riley O'Brien in the seventh. The leadoff hitter Simonite grounded a single to center, but O'Brien struck out the next hitter, walked Mickey McDonald, but then got Jordan Diaz to ground out for the second out of the inning. So runners were at second and third with 2 outs. It was still 5-2 at this time. O'Brien threw a curveball in the dirt that went for a wild pitch, brought in a run that made it 5-3. Then Nate Mondu got a curveball and pulled it into right field for an RBI single that brought in McDonald and made it 5-4. And then a curveball got away from O'Brien and hit Matt Davidson, awarded first base. Runners were at first and second. Connor Capel then doubled down the third base line, scoring Mondu with the tying run, making it 5-5, leaving runners at second and third. That brought Kevin Smith to the plate. He hit a grounder to third base that Mejia bobbled. It should have been the last out of the inning, but he made his third error of the game. Unbelievably, Eric Mejia so smooth in the field. 3 errors today, and that one brought in an extra run, the go-ahead run for Vegas to make it 6-5. That was it for O'Brien. They brought in Weigel from the bullpen with runners at first and third. Smith, the runner from first, took off for second. O'Keefe tried to throw him out. His throw bounced away from the infielder, rolled into the outfield. Capel scored from third on that throwing error, the Red Ears' fifth error of the game, and it was 7-5 Tacoma. Or, pardon me, 7-5 Las Vegas before Weigel struck out Barrera to end the seventh inning, which was a really rough inning for Tacoma. Right here's went down in order in the eighth. In the ninth inning, things got really weird. With one out, Marcus Wilson had a full count, and the plate umpire, Robert Nunez, called a pitch clock violation on Sam Selman with a full count and one out of the ninth inning, which meant that ball four was awarded to Wilson. He took first base, and that brought the tying run to the plate. And then on an 0-2 pitch to Marlowe, Wilson was running on the pitch because they weren't really holding him on a whole lot, and Marlowe swung and missed at the pitch for strike three and leaned out over the plate, and the catcher, Simonite, came out of his crouch to make the throw down to second base on the base stealer, and they called Marlowe for interfering with the throw, which means the runner is out. It was batter interference, so it was a strikeout slash interference double play to end the ball game. And Vegas takes it 7-5 to the final score. The home plate umpire was a little more involved in the ninth inning than you really want him to be. Vegas wins it by that 7-5 count. Final totals for Las Vegas, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 runners left on. Tacoma scores 5 runs on 11 hits, makes 5 errors, leaves 5 on base. The win goes to Jake Walkinshaw, his first AAA victory. The save to Sam Selman, his sixth. Loss goes to O'Brien. He falls to 1-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 31 minutes. The attendance, 5,741. Las Vegas improves to 68-70 on the year, and the Raiders fall to 66-72. Game 4 of this series is tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Rowenis Elias starts for Tacoma. Jared Koenig on the mound for Vegas will be on the air with a pregame show at 6.55. Vegas takes it 7-5. The final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Vegas wins it 7-5, the final score over Tacoma. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners were off today. They are in Anaheim facing the Angels tomorrow night. The Angels were also off today, so both teams are going to be well rested for that series. The Mariners did get some good news. They moved back into a tie for the top wild card spot with Toronto, but it was because Tampa beat them 11-0. Shane McClanahan with 5 scoreless innings to pick up the win. Yandy Diaz hit a 3-run homer. So in the wild card standings, the Mariners are now tied for the top spot with Toronto, and Tampa Bay is a half game behind the two of them. So that's where things stand at the moment. In that game, by the way, Tampa Bay started 9 Latin American players in their lineup on Roberto Clemente Day. Pretty cool thing the Rays did today. And then they won the game 11-0. Also in the AL, White Sox beat Cleveland 8-2. Chicago hit 5 homers. Yoan Moncada was 4-for-5 with one of the homers. This was a sole makeup game from a rainout back in August. The White Sox picked up a game in the AL Central. They are 3 games behind Cleveland, and now they have a series against Detroit, so the White Sox feeling good about that. Minnesota also picked up a game. They're 4 games behind the Indians. The Twins beat the Royals today 3-2. Carlos Correa hit a solo homer in the first. Nick Gordon a 2-run homer in the second. That was all they got offensively, but it was enough. They won it 3-2. And Houston won its 5th in a row, knocking out Oakland 5-2. Aledmys Diaz hit a 2-run homer, and Lance McCullers struck out 11 over 6 innings of play. In the National League today, Marlins beat the Phillies 5-3. Brian De La Cruz homered and drove in four runs for the Marlins. The Mets beat the Pirates 7-1. Carlos Carrasco struck out 11 over six innings. And Francisco Lindor hit his 24th homer. That's a new Mets record for a shortstop. Dan Vogelbach, the former Rainier, had two hits and drove in three runs for the Mets. The Reds ended a six-game losing streak with a 3-2 win at St. Louis. Nick Senzel and Aristides Aquino with home runs. And Arizona called up Dre Jameson from Reno, where he had an ERA of almost 7. And the rookie right-hander in his major league debut faced the Padres and shut him out over 7 innings, giving up just 2 hits and walking only 1. He struck out 5 and picked up the win in his MLB debut. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Vegas, the Aviators beat the Red Deers 7-5. We'll be back with more right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, the Red Deers did not play their finest baseball game today. Oh, no, far from it. A season-high 5 errors in this one. I was surprised to get the box score afterwards. It had only 2 unearned runs scoring as a result of the 5 errors. Got to take another look at that. I had 3 unearned runs because I thought the one in the second inning was unearned off of Malone, but they say it's earned, so we'll have to look back at that one. But anyway, 5 errors, that's a lot. And the Red Deers had not made more than 3 errors in a game all season until today. And the errors are why they lost this game. Sloppy play, no doubt about it. The Red Deers did hit 4 homers, but only one of them came with a man on base, and they did not score in any other fashion today. Ran into outs on the base paths, too. Let's not forget about that. In the first 4 innings, the Red Deers ran into 3 outs on the base paths, including 1 at home and 1 at third. And just not a good, well-played game for the Red Deers today. And that's not something we've said much of in the last couple of months. The team has been playing really well, but this was an exception. The Red Deers now 28-21 on the year since the All-Star break. Let's check the PCL scores. The race in the East is the interesting one. El Paso is in first place, but they got roped by Round Rock today 10-4. And so Round Rock is now 2 games behind El Paso. Oklahoma City picked up a game, too. They beat Albuquerque 6-2 behind the pitching of Ryan Pepio, who got his 9th win. And so they're 1 game back. So El Paso at first, Oklahoma City 1 game back, Round Rock 2 games back in the East. The 3-team race tightened up today. In the West, Sacramento beat Reno 2-1, so Vegas picked up a game there 8 games back. The Rainiers remain 10 back. And Salt Lake defeated Sugar Land 6-5, the final score there. Neither of those teams in contention. Well, the Rainiers will be back at it tomorrow night at 7:05. Rowenis Elias will be on the mound for Tacoma, Old Reliable, and he'll be opposed by Jared Koenig of Las Vegas. We'll be on the air with a pregame show starting at 6:55. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark, where once again our final score today, the Las Vegas Aviators defeat the Tacoma Rainiers 7-5. Have a great night.